now Media Watch with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. Return with me now to the last days of CBS News, when I was still the evening news anchor. The final broadcast occurred on March 6, 1981. My final broadcast, before I turned over command and control to an individual who, over the next 23 years, would diminish the reputation of CBS News faster than a bag sack dunked in a bucket of icy hot, to employ one of those moronic metaphors that he himself might use. In all my years as a revered, endeared, from time to time reared, iconic veteran journalist, I have never encountered a more unprincipled, agenda-driven, in-the-tank, ethically bereft, freak on a leash human being than the current anchor of the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather. Thanks a lot, Dan, for carpet bombing the house of Murrow, Severi, Fred Friendly, and yes, Walter Cronkite. Why, we ask in this moment of pain, didn't we see through this pen-pushing hack years ago, when there was still time to salvage at least some small degree of our news division's integrity? It wasn't enough that he lipped off to Nixon, that every 15 minutes he gets physically assaulted by another nut, that he once had himself shot up with heroin at a Houston police station, that he stormed off the set in that moment of egomania when a tennis match cut into his stupid, slanted broadcast, that he looked like an extra out of Dr. Zhivago when he dressed up like Gunga Din for that idiotic Afghanistan sob sister story, that he played kiss-ass with Castro and Saddam Hussein twice, or, what should have been the last straw, that he decided a couple of years ago to get his hair styled by a mental patient with a can opener. Now comes what surely will be the final, and at this point, merciful episode. Correspondent Rather, ceding the entire honor of CBS News to a fat, transparent, embittered, two-bit fraud with a handful of Etch-a-Sketch National Guard memos, as Dan formally surrenders control of CBS News to Terry McAuliffe, Joe Lockhart, the Kerry campaign, and the Democratic National Committee. CBS News, America's newest 527 committee. Pathetic. For Media Watch, this is Walter Cronkite. Thank you and good night.
29 after the hour here on the I'm a Sunday morning program.